The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Mo. This is so weird.
It's the week we've all been dreading. George is out this week because his son's getting married on Saturday.
Aww.
And while we're so excited for him to be at home, we are a little nervy because Eric is over there pushing buttons.
Yeah, and things are already going wrong. It's 5:27 in the morning and like three things have broken already.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. This is why we have the Sunday scaries, I think.
Yes, exactly. But we are so happy that George gets to be there. He gets to take his hands off the wheel for a week and really just dive into being a dad.
Do you think he's listening right now?
Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Hey, George.
George listens when he's sick, too. Like, yeah. He is on.
So we're checking in with him today, 7:50.
Okay.
Is what time we're talking to George. He's going to call up the show. He's going to grade us on how well we're doing.
Great. Awesome. Thanks for listening, Dad.
But for now, we have so much to get to. Ticket tag today.
Yes, it was a busy weekend. We got to catch up.
Yep. So much to get to. But first, let's get caught up on what happened over the weekend. It's the top three things trending in Texas.
Number three.
I was really confused yesterday when I saw the street fireworks stand was open. I guess in September, the Harris County Commissioner's Court approved fireworks sales for Diwali, the Festival of Lights, the Indian holiday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so we only can sell fireworks on fireworks holidays, and so now that it's been added, fireworks went on sale October 25th and will continue until midnight on November 1st. So,
okay, I heard them in my neighborhood, and I was like, why are you holding on to those?
Yep.
But I guess they got them
new. That's why, yep.
Number two.
This is the week we go from dry to damp. Are you ready for that? More sunny days as we head into the last week of October. If we don't get rain before Friday, we'll go down as the driest October on record for Houston. But it is looking like Wednesday and Thursday. So just in time for trick-or-treating, we'll get a little bit of rain. We'll keep an eye on that as the week goes on. But today, very familiar, comfortable pattern. Fog in the morning. Temperatures low 90s by this afternoon.
And the top story trending in Texas.
I think we get to say that the Texans are now the kings of the AFC South Division.
That's awesome.
It's not up for debate. They're now two games in front of the Colts after sweeping that series in a game 23-20 yesterday at NRG. But the Texans' win was likely a costly one. We're looking at Stephon Diggs, the wide receiver that suffered a knee injury on a non-contact play. Serious concern about his status for the remainder of the season, which is horrible. He's supposed to undergo an MRI exam to determine exactly what happened and the severity of his injury, but obviously sending him lots of love and prayers.
Yeah, and it's the same injury he had before that took him out. So I think we're going to talk to Sean Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. I think he's coming in around 8:50 today.
Okay, he'll know what's up.
So we'll see how important that injury is.
Awesome. Eric, that's what's trending in Texas with the morning bullpen. George isn't here. Hey, good morning. It's the morning bullpen. George's son is getting married, so he's home this week with his family. But I'm Mo. Eric's over there pushing buttons.
Yes, here I am.
And I think even without George here, we have to celebrate good news, okay,
yes.
Eric? And all this week, we're celebrating your jobs. If you have a job you want to brag on, give us a call. 713-881-5500. Here's the first one.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the part of the morning when we celebrate a precious glimmer of good news. And this week, we're letting you brag on your jobs a little bit. So start out by telling me your name, where you're calling from, and then just launch into your good news.
Good morning. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from the Woodlands. And while I do have a great job, I'm calling to brag on my husband's job. So he worked in gas and oil for 15 years, and it was fine, and we've had a house, we have kids, and the whole picture-perfect thing, but he was not a happy person.
Aww.
So we made the decision, let's look for something different, and to watch him grow in this new job, not only as a leader in their company, but as a husband, as a father, and as a person, has been outstanding. And the place that he works is one of the best places in all of Texas. He works for HEB.
Oh!
Stop it right now!
We need the hookup.
Yes, are they hiring?
Right?
I'd love to feel that way about myself.
Well, that's the best part about it is, I mean, I know HEB is fantastic and they do so much for the community and they do so much for just their customers and everything, but all of their partners are really, really important to them, and to watch him grow as a person since he has joined their company has really been incredible to me.
All right, give him a shout out. What's his name?
His name is JD, and he's down in Houston working at the transportation terminal for HEB.
Very cool. We love this story. And for all our friends at HEB, can we get a big amen?
Amen.
That was awesome.
So cool.
That is very cool. Yes. You're the best wife ever.
I don't know about that. I can just give him props.
Can you train my wife a little bit?
No, I'm still going back to finding a job.
You mean train you, because that's really the life.
Well, if you got a little bit of good news going on with your job, you can give us a call right now. 713-881-5500. It's Can I Get an Amen on the Bull.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George Moe and Eric with a K. George isn't here. His son is getting married, so he's home with his family this week. But I'm Moe. Eric's over there pushing buttons and getting in the middle of crimes over the weekend, apparently.
Evidently, yes. So, okay, I want to talk to anybody. Do you think there's anybody listening that has actually stopped a crime? Like mid-crime, like helped be a hero?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
We live in Texas.
That's a very good point.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, 713-881-5500. I'm unlocking the phones from our ticket tag so that anybody can get through that has stopped a crime. Okay. 713-881-5500. I witnessed a theft.
But you didn't do anything about it?
Okay, so here's the story. I go to 7-Eleven every single morning, okay? But for the sake of protecting the innocent, I went to Schmevin 11.
Oh, right. Yes.
Schmevin 11.
Thank you for protecting the innocent.
Over the weekend. And so I'm standing there, and a guy walks in to Schmevin 11, and he grabs a hoodie with a Schmevin 11 logo on it.
Okay.
Then he walks over to the beer cooler, and he pulls out a couple of beers and walks by like three of us customers. I was getting coffee. And a couple other people were just standing around talking.
Okay.
He walks right by us and runs out the door.
With the hoodie and a couple of beers.
And like a six-pack of beer.
Okay.
And the guy who works at Schmevin 11 ran after him, and he came out to us, and he goes, "What? Nobody stopped him? This guy, he's always coming in here. He's always grabbing stuff, and he's just running out. Nobody stopped this guy?" He was so upset with us customers for not stopping the crime.
No, you shouldn't have.
Okay, so I wasn't wrong.
No, and I don't think he should have either, for his safety.
Oh, we have people calling now who have stopped crimes.
That's
no
right.
Way.
Those are my people. I didn't stop a crime, but I helped a crime. I thought I was like recording it as I saw it happening, but it turns out I was just shaking so much I didn't actually press record.
No.
There was like a domestic disturbance of some sort in the middle of the road in my old neighborhood.
What?
And I saw what was going on, and the guy was trying to pull the girl back in the car.
What?
And it was very terrifying. Like, it's scary just talking about it. And he sped off and left her, and I put her in my car and took her somewhere.
Wow, it's very unlike you to put a stranger in the car.
I know, I don't recommend it. But I know that Texans have big hearts and they want to help, which is why I think there's so many people calling. I just hope it's safe stories.
All right, well, let's play a couple of songs and talk to these people on hold that claim to have stopped a crime here on the Morning Bullpen.
Morning Bullpen, George Moe and Eric with a K. Eric.
Yeah.
Did not.
Oh.
He saw a crime over the weekend, but he didn't do anything about it.
The guy ran right by me.
We want to know if you've ever stopped a crime. 713-881-5500. I cannot believe the phones, but I do love Texans. Justin's on the phone in Hockley. Justin, did you stop a crime?
I didn't stop one, but I solved one.
Ooh,
okay,
stay on hold. We got to play one more song, but I want to hear how you solved a crime, or if anybody listening stopped a crime. 713-881-5500.
The Morning Bullpen, George, Moe, Eric. George is out this week. His son's getting married.
Aww.
I know, and Eric is basically the police.
I witnessed
a
crime. So listen, I know that it is scary in these situations, and Patty wants to support me, but I witnessed a crime over the weekend. A guy grabbed a bunch of stuff from Schmevin 11 to protect the innocent, and he ran out the door. And the guy that works there was honestly mad at me that I didn't stop the crime from happening.
No,
I didn't trip him. What do you do in those situations?
I think you did the right thing.
Okay, Patty used to work in retail and said stuff gets stolen all the time, and she's got some advice for me. Hey, Patty, you there? Patty in Dayton?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so you want to support me. You think I did the right thing?
I think you did the right thing. And I don't think that the guy that was behind the counter going after the other guy was wrong. Because he could have been shot and killed.
Yeah, don't chase after someone just for beer and a sweatshirt.
Yeah, and the cops tell you that.
They do.
Yeah, but you haven't seen these Shmevin Belevin sweatshirts. Stop They're it. Pretty awesome. All right, Jason and Katie, he claims to have stopped a crime. Hey, Jason, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, tell us about the crime that you stopped.
All right, this was a long time ago. I was doing some VA appointments in the Katie Outpatient Center, and I ran into a lady who was taking her dad there. Long story short, we were in the waiting room for a long time. I got to know her, got to talk about kind of my grandpa living at the house, kind of a divine moment. Well, later on, I saw her at the CVS when I was picking up a prescription. On my way out of the store, she was checking out at the front. I said goodbye to her again. As I was getting in my car, I saw some guy running out of the store, and she was two steps behind him, chasing him, saying, "Hey, give me back my wallet."
No.
He had taken her wallet at the register.
Yeah.
I was kind of backing out of my parking spot, and without thinking, threw my car and parked, and I just got out of my car and started chasing him under the I-10 feeder.
What?
He ran all the way across to the other side of I-10. I didn't think I was going to catch up to him. He had a pretty good jump on me, uh-huh. But like, I don't know. I started getting closer and closer and closer.
and then
I caught up to him, yeah. And I grabbed him on the back of his shirt and I slammed him into a vehicle.
Yeah.
And, I pinned him down for a little while, and some tow truck driver saw me hauling ass across the street,
yes.
And he came behind me and he said, "Hey, you need any help?" And we detained him until the cops came.
Whoa.
The lady brought my truck over from the other parking lot. I would not recommend this to a lot of people.
No.
I'm a former Marine, so
okay,
I was kind of trained to do something like this.
Yes.
And it just kind of instincts kicked in.
Yes.
All right, so me being 5'5" and having absolutely no training.
Jason, you're a hero.
I'm not too much bigger.
Oh, Jason, every time you walk into a room, they should play, "I need a hero,
and I'm proud to be an American."
All right, thanks
Jason,
for the call,
such
Jason.
Such a cool story.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, we talked to Justin earlier, and Justin in Hockley,
oh,
he's
sorry,
the one
Justin.
Who said...
Sorry, you have to go after the Marine, Justin.
No, but he did something different.
What'd
he
you
didn't,
do?
He didn't stop the crime. He said he solved a crime. Is that right, Justin?
Yes, sir.
What was the crime, and how'd you solve it?
So, like, one morning, somebody stole my wife's truck as I was walking out of our apartment complex.
Yeah.
So I called the cops. They didn't show up. So I tracked her iPad she had left in the truck.
Whoa!
And so I found the truck was like only a few miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there and called the cops again. Was like, "Hey, I'm looking at my stolen truck. Are y'all going to show up, or do I need to do some?" And they were like, "Oh, well, we'll get the officer to give you a call back." So we went and walked up to the truck and jumped in and took off with it.
You re-stole your truck?
We re-stole my truck. I had my bulletproof vest, pistol, AK.
Okay, Justin. All right.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's safe or not, but I'm glad you got your truck back.
No, for the record, we do not recommend anybody do any of
but
these
But we do
things.
Recommend if you have more stories like this, give us a call because now we're super invested.
713-881-5500.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Eric, we got jury duty coming up in just a few songs. Hey. And this morning, we got to decide if I did something disgusting.
But my guess is yes.
I'm just saying there's someone out there right now that is also doing it. And I'll tell you what it is. It's coming up next. It's jury duty. It's that time of the morning where we play jury duty. It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, and Eric. George is out this week because his son is getting married. We're glad he can be home with his family.
Yeah.
But Eric and I are the Lone Rangers out here.
Yes.
Trying to figure this all out. And this is jury duty and the question today. Are you ready for this, Eric?
I know the question, and
yes.
I have to hear why you came up with this.
Well, I don't know if I want to tell you, but here's the question. You're wearing jeans, and you only have one option: dirty undies or go commando. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yes, please tell me how you came up with this question.
I went to a concert and I stayed the night with a friend in town, so I didn't have to drive back home to Richmond after the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I packed my suitcase. I had denim jeans to wear to work the next morning.
Sure.
But I forgot clean underwear. So I woke up at 4 a.m. and I'm like rolling out and I'm like, do I put on dirty underwear or do I go commando?
Do I want to know what you chose?
Nope.
Oh, you're not going to tell me?
Nah.
Will you tell me at the end?
Sure.
Okay.
I want to find out what everyone else would yes. do because I wish in that moment that I would have had everyone's opinion because I had no idea.
I think I would have gone dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's some infection going on there.
Yeah, but I don't know if I could deal with the denim on my naughty bits. Denim on the bits doesn't go
that
well.
That is why this is all about jury duty today. You're wearing jeans. You have one option. Do you go dirty undies or commando? Emily's on the phone in East Bernard. Emily, are you regretting calling this morning?
It is an interesting question.
So what do you do?
I think it depends on how dirty, but I think I would wear the underwear.
Dirty underwear.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Denim on the bits.
Emily goes dirty. Right. We have Tiffany on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Tiffany, you heard the question. You're wearing jeans. You have one option. Dirty undies or commando. What would you have done if you were me?
I think I would go commando.
Yeah.
Commando. Okay.
Good.
Are you wearing jeans right now?
Yes, and you know, it does depend on how dirty the underwear are. I mean, for sure.
It was a day old.
I have to determine how dirty something is.
I mean, like, what's going on in your life situation?
I mean, 24 hours or 12 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Did you do a mud run right beforehand? I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, I gagged a little bit. Oh, I just gagged. Thank you for your service, Tiffany. Sharon's on the phone in Richmond. Hey, Miss Sharon.
Hey.
You got jeans on right now?
Pardon?
You got jeans on?
Yes.
All right. So you're wearing jeans. You only have one option, dirty undies or go commando.
I would say dirty undies.
Okay.
Yep. You know what? I'm realizing, I think, Mo, you should ask all the ladies.
Because
that felt very uncomfortable for me. Oh, but this is a dude.
Michael. Michael's in Spring. What up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
You're good for this. We need you. You're wearing jeans, Michael, okay? You have only one option. Are you going to go dirty undies or are you going to go commando?
As a man, the only safe option is underwear.
Okay,
that's the only option.
Yeah, okay.
You cannot do that.
I'm not a man.
Because to keep it family friendly, our bits are external.
Mm-hmm.
So we need some protection. We need a layer of comfort, right, Michael?
Oh, yes, 100%.
Denim has a seam in it, Eric. Kennedy is in full shirt. Kennedy, tell us what you would do. You're wearing jeans. You have one option. Do you go dirty undies or do you go commando?
I say dirty undies, but flip them inside out.
Oh, why did you think of that?
No.
Kennedy, you're professional. I wish I had you. Can I get your cell phone number so I could call you when I'm in a pickle?
No, Kennedy, I never want to encounter you in real life.
That's jury duty for today.
Wow.
You hear the verdict here. You're wearing jeans. You only have one option. Do you wear dirty undies or go commando? And almost unanimous, it was dirty undies.
Wow. Okay. You got to tell me what you decided, though.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I do.
I did not wear dirty undies.
Oh, you went commando.
It seemed more sanitary.
I saw you that day.
I know. That's why I didn't tell you until later. I didn't want you to think about me all day.
And you know I would have. I would have.
I know.
All right.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
And you've got your next chance to win Tin Man Jam tickets. It's just minutes away. Are you ready to play Ticket Tag? You want to see Randall King, Chris Jansen, L. King, and more amazing artists? Well, stay close by so you hear the cue to call. It's Tin Man Jam Ticket Tag. It's that time of the morning where we have to decide Eric's fate. Yes, 10-minute tune, and it seems like something really cool that Eric can do. Y'all give him a suggestion, and he has 10 minutes to write a song about whatever your suggestion is. We can't do it without y'all, so we start with you. And we're starting with Laura on the phone in Pearland. Hey, Laura, what do you want Eric to sing about today? What's up, girl?
Laura, you there?
This is the part where you make your suggestion, Laura.
Oh, I see your suggestion.
Let's try Charlie.
I think it would be funny. Charlie's on the phone in Galveston. Hey, Charlie, what would you like Eric to sing about today?
What's going on? I think Eric should sing about how much he loves the Texans.
Oh, the Houston Texans. Okay, so Charlie, if you haven't heard many of these 10-minute tunes...
Oh, you're a Cowboys fan, aren't you?
I thought that's why you were calling. That's hysterical. But also, are you a Texans fan, Charlie?
Born Texans fan.
Yeah, so okay. What the deal is Eric can't sing about sports teams because one time he sang about the Astros and it didn't go well, so we've labeled him a jinx. So yeah. You would like to change your mind? You don't want him to sing about the Texans, right?
I guess so, yeah.
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 I'm just saving all of us in the season.
Dude, I don't know. Okay. Why don't you sing about how much you love Texas weather?
Aww. Oh, okay. We do songs about the Texas weather.
All right. Well, good news for Charlie is he can check out the podcast. We just did a weather song last week. Mm-hmm. Get the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the app. Follow the Morning Bullpen podcast. That's where you can find it. How about Francie?
Francie's on the phone in Humble. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hey, y'all. Eric, look, as a parent, I think you should sing a song about last-minute Halloween costumes because I'm looking for some ideas.
Oh, gosh. You know, the kids, they change their mind every 5 minutes, and then you buy something, and then they want something else. And...
Halloween's like 3 days away. You don't have any costumes.
It's Thursday.
Please don't judge me. I'm trying my hardest.
Exactly.
That's what we do on this show. We judge everybody.
Stop it.
All right, Francie, that's a great idea. I love
good
it.
One,
all right,
good
let's
one.
Take one more from the 7-year-old James.
Aw, James is in Houston. Hey, James, what would you like Eric to sing about?
About people stealing your Pokemon.
Oh, no, they didn't, James.
Pokemon cards?
Yes.
Oh, so which Pokemon sorry. Did you lose?
My whole entire binder.
No. Where do you think it is?
I looked in the lost and found all over my house, and I still haven't found it, even in my school.
Man. James, that's awful.
Sorry for you, but now you've put it out to everyone. Yes. Everyone in Bull Nation is looking for your binder now, James.
All right, okay. James.
Keep your head up, friend.
Listen, if I know anything about kids, James will be over Pokemon in 2 weeks anyway.
Oh, really? I was going to say he would find it under his like pillow or something.
Probably. All right, so I have to choose between these three.
Yes, weather.
Yep.
Parents, last minute Halloween. Or Pokemon cards.
Let's go with Halloween.
Are you feeling that one?
I'm actually feeling, let's do last minute Halloween because I think we've all been there.
Scrambling.
Where we just had to throw together an outfit at the last minute. And I think a lot of parents can relate.
All right, do it for Francie. Get out of here. That was Dustin Lynch. He's one of our 10-man jam artists. And I really don't know how to touch any of these buttons in the studio because George is out this week. His son's getting married. It is the Morning Bullpen, George Moe and Eric with a K. And Eric's been out in the hallway writing his 10-minute tune. And I need him to come back in the studio and keep writing. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
This is not going well. We had someone call in when you were out, and then I just messed up pushing the buttons. Maggie called in. She lives in Houston. Her son, Ryder, is celebrating his 9th birthday today. And I was like, girl, happy birthday to him, but aww. I don't know how to record this because George is out this week.
Okay. Happy birthday to Ryder.
Yes.
But we have another.
How did 10-minute tune go?
I think it went okay.
You remember it was Francie in Humble that called in and she had a suggestion.
Eric, look, as a parent, I think you should sing a song about last minute Halloween costumes because I'm looking for some ideas.
Last minute Halloween costume ideas. We've all felt that frantic feeling before.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it today. I'm going to sing all about last minute costumes.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it in your favorite artist style, Mo.
No.
Yes, your favorite.
It's Monday.
It's Taylor Swift. Ugh. Mean.
Good luck.
Boo. It's the 31st of October. Please, kid, just stop crying. True, I forgot to get you a costume. I gotta do something you could wear, a garbage bag. You're dressed up as a raisin or R2-D2. If you climb in this garbage can, Maybe grab pantyhose and be a bank robber. Let's just see. Grab the scissors, please. Cut out two holes in a sheet. Now you're a ghost. I forgot it was Halloween. Nine rolls of toilet paper wrapped around you over and over. Now you're a super scary mummy. I forgot it was Halloween.
Thank you. What if your kid really wants to be a mummy? Like, you don't want to look like the last minute mom, but actually, that's what they wanted to be.
Ford, my 5-year-old, he actually did want to be a mummy.
And what did you say? It's going to rain. Sorry, you can't.
No, you're going to be Mario and you're going to like it, is what I said.
Last minute Halloween. That was good. I think it applies to lots of us who are scrambling this week. 10-minute tune. Eric, you pass.
Thank you. Wow. You never say I pass.
Well, I didn't know what else to say because George isn't here and he usually says nice things, so I tried.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
But I do have good news because coming up next, George is back. Well, he's on the phone. He's been listening all morning. I know he has, so I'm actually kind of scared how he's going to grade us. We're going to check in with Dad, well, Dad of the show, and get a much-needed wedding update. When George calls us, that's like two songs away. It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric. And George, well, he isn't here physically because his son is getting married. He's home with family this week celebrating. He is with us via phone. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, Eric.
Whoa.
Thanks for checking in. I really needed to talk to you about a couple things.
Actually, I really need you to come back.
Oh, I need to talk to y'all. There's going to be a family meeting. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a family meeting.
I hope for your sanity that you haven't been listening this morning, but I know you probably have been.
No, of course not. Yeah, right. I just leave it to you all. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, everything's just fine and dandy.
Things George has never said for 1,000, Alex.
How is Louisville?
You know what? I've discovered fall. The leaves are a weird color. They're kind of yellow back here.
No,
and the
fair.
Temperature is 43 this
what?
Morning.
What? Is it really hot?
Yes.
Did you pack so correctly?
I hope so. Here's the thing. It's going to be really nice. I just did a quick look at because the wedding is outside.
Mm-hmm.
Brave in November in Kentucky, right?
Mm.
But the weather is going to be 68 and sunny. The wedding is like an afternoon, evening wedding. It's going to be like at 5:30. So it should be gorgeous weather at a gorgeous venue. Aww. Everything is fine. Well, everything is fine except for the crostinis or whatever.
What's that? What does that mean?
I don't know. We have a meeting. I have a meeting in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Because evidently we chose the wrong, like, appetizer thing, crostini.
Oh,
I don't
my goodness.
Know.
I am so glad, though, George, that you actually get to be a part of that meeting. That makes me really happy.
You know why? Because otherwise your wife would be handling these things and she would be cussing at you. So.
No. Here's what we know about Deanna.
Yes.
We know that she's not good at picking crostinis. We know that. So.
Whatever. It's going to be perfect.
So what's your week look like as far as what are the major plans this week? What still needs to get done before your son's wedding?
Okay, so my plan this week, today is Woodford Day. Tomorrow is Heaven Hill. After that is Maker's Mark and then Pappy Van Winkle.
That's such a dad thing. It's like when we have a company coming over and my husband's like blowing the leaves like in the backyard or like cleaning out the gutters. I'm like, yo, dude, clean up the house. Like, what?
Clean up the house. No, honestly, today we have a couple of last minute meetings. I think I told you guys that Liza and Matt wanted a casino night instead of like a dance party.
Yes.
So we have a meeting today, last meeting with the casino people for the setup and everything like that. We have a couple of, just last minute things like that. And then tomorrow is final fittings, picking up dresses. Dang. I know. Ooh. Deanna is playing favorite aunt. Our niece Elizabeth is in the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomorrow is final fitting for Elizabeth's dress and picking that up and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so we get to be the cool aunt and uncle and take her out and do all that stuff.
Aww.
So
I'm so glad you can be there. I mean, it's not going well for me here, in case you're wondering, but I'm glad you can be there.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you all very much, and thanks to our bosses for letting me be here. This is, it's one of those, I feel like as the week goes along, it's going to get more and more emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm just focused on crostinis, and that's all I'm looking forward to. So,
all right, can we check in with you later in the week and get some of those sweet, sweet tears from you?
No, sure. Just catch me when I've broken open the pappy, bourbon. So, yeah, that's when the truth is going to come out. So,
my favorite kind of George.
Well, we love you, G.
Hey, love y'all too, and I know you're doing awesome.
Yeah,
we will have a family meeting when I get back.
All right. Well, that was some good news, and coming up next, George, you remember, we're doing Brag on Your Job Week.
Yep, it's coming up on the 8:10. Amen. The 6:10 was so sweet, so if you have anything that you want to brag on, it's Brag on Your Job Week all week. You can give us a call, 713-881-5500, but you don't want to miss all the good vibes. Our next caller, who's entire job involves puppy breath. Yes, it's the sweetest story for a Monday, and it's coming up next.
Country on the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
It's time for Joe in Galveston to take my money. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Every day we play Mono's Country. Usually George is here to exchange pleasantries with my competition, but I don't have time for that crap. Joe, let's do this, okay?
Okay.
You know how it works?
Yes, ma'am.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Joe?
Because it's Mo's money.
That's right. Kick her out of the studio, Joe.
See you, Mo.
See ya, Joe.
All right, as soon as that door closes, and it's closed, your 5 country-related trivia questions start right now. Question number 1. Which country singer with a great voice is known for hits like God's Country?
Blake Shelton.
Question number 2. Which coal miner's daughter had a hit song that included her own first name called Hey Loretta?
Loretta Lynn.
Question number 3. Which U-Proof singer had some help from Post Malone on their recent single?
Morgan Wallen.
Question number 4. Dollywood just released a new line of merch. Which 9-to-5 singer is Dollywood named after?
Dolly Parton.
And question number 5. Our 10-man jam concert is just around the corner. Which band that sings Need You Now played last year's 10-man jam? Need an answer from you, Joe.
Is that the band Perry?
Band Perry was your answer. Okay, let's get Mo back in here. All right, you did a heck of a job, Joe. Galveston should be proud. You got 4 out of 5. Right. How you feel?
I feel all right.
All right, well, let's see how Mo does.
Hello, Eric. We didn't even mention that we love Galveston.
We do love Galveston. Here you go, Mo. You ready for these questions?
I guess. Let's see.
All right, question number 1. Mm-hmm. Which country singer with a great voice is known for hits like God's Country?
That's Blake Shelton.
That is Blake Shelton. He got it right, so you're tied at 1.
Nice, nice.
Which coal miner's daughter had a hit song that included her own first name called Hey Loretta?
Loretta Lynn.
That's right. You picked up on that clue, I see.
Bold.
So did he, and you're tied 2-2.
Let's do this.
Question number 3. Which U-Proof singer had some help from Post Malone on their recent single?
I believe you're referencing Morgan Wallen.
I am, yes.
Okay.
He got it right, 3-3. Question number 4. Dollywood just released a new line of merch. Which 9-to-5 singer is Dollywood named after?
Dolly?
Listen, I wrote these questions.
I miss George.
You're tied 4-4. He missed this next one, though.
Oh, no. Okay.
Our 10-man jam concert is just around the corner.
Yes.
Which band that sings Need You Now played last year's 10-man jam?
Oh, Lady Antebellum.
Yes. Not Band Perry. I'm sorry, Joe.
Fair guess, Joe.
She got all 5 questions, and she protected her money today.
That's cool.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, don't you, Joe?
This is Joe from Galveston and Mo Knows Country. Aww.
That's right. She does. You can try again. Take her money tomorrow, 8:20 on Mo Knows Country on 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.